The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Garrett Schleppy back with you from Seneca, Nemaha Central, and Centralia. Getting ready for the boys' game after the girls' game was won by Nemaha Central 54-37. Centralia comes into this one ranked number 4 in the KBCA polls, the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. As for Nemaha Central, they are number 8 in the Class 3A poll. Centralia, a season ago, not their greatest season. They went 12-10 overall, 8-5 in TBL play, but they did come out on a high note with winning the TBL tournament. They are now led by their first-year head coach, Nick Evans. As for Nemaha Central, last year they were 18-4 overall, 11-3 in Big 7 play, before falling in the second round of the sub-state tournament. This is a team that loses 6 seniors from a year ago's team, but they do have some players from that 17-3 JV squad from a year ago. This is a team that has won at least 14 games every single year since the 2005-2006 season, so this team has had that ability to reload every single year, and we expect that to not be, to be the case once again this season. Nemaha Central in recent history has never lost to Centralia. They have now played, including tonight, in the last 5 seasons, with, of course, Thunder Weechi winning each of those meetings. Last year, it was a 59-42 win in Centralia, with the Panthers shooting just 26% from the floor. As for Nemaha Central, they shot 44%. Carter Lutz is a guy that Nemaha Central certainly would like to have back, but instead he's killing it in JUCO. He's with Cloud County this season. And Nemaha Central, of course, led by a 28th-year head coach, John Thomas. All right, so we're about a minute from tip or so. We're going to step aside for a quick break. I believe we have the national anthem coming up, as we'll have our starting lineups announced, and we'll take a look at each team's schedules for the month of December as well. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agent, Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia and Nemaha Central about to get underway here from Seneca as we start the 2022-23 basketball season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first for Nemaha Central. A 6-foot senior, number 12, Gavin Kane. A 5'11 senior, number 24, Braden Uphouse. A 5'10 senior, number 31, Wade Leonard. A 5'8 senior, number 33, Jake Thomas, and a 6'6 junior, number 44, Abraham Hilbert. As for Centralia, number 3, a junior, Maverick Becker. Number 5, a senior, Trenton Talley. Number 10, a junior, Reese Hinking. Number 15, a senior, Brock Kramer. And number 3, a senior, Brock Reinecke. All right, so now we will do the national anthem. So let's step aside for a couple minutes here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Celebrate the season with these timely specials featured in the holiday sale flyer from Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Crescent brand 35-piece mechanics tool sets for just $39.99. A corded Sozzle reciprocating saw for just $119.99. They even have Milwaukee Demolition reciprocating 9-inch saw blades on sale. Stock up on Duracell double or triple A batteries for just $4.49 a 4-pack. You'll find other hand tools and handy items in their holiday sale flyer, with lots of gifts ideas possible at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Specials end December 15th.
KMZA.
Curly Nets Baja Central about to get underway here from Seneca. Jared Sluppy back with you. Taking a look just a little ahead of Centralia's schedule after tonight. Next Tuesday, they got Care Paravel and Hiawatha Onega all at home. Then on the road, Washington County on the 16th and Wentmore on the 20th finish out the month of Wada. So they go back home to Fairleigh Compton and Sabetha. Out the opening set, Trellia with the first basket of the night. And that was by Brock Kramer. We are underway. Good one for you this evening. Two teams that are ranked in the KBCA polls. Here is Jaden Thomas. Gives up to the top of the key for Gavin Kane. For Omaha Central, their first possession of the game. Driving baseline side, kicking, corner, near side, three ball on the way by Uphouse. That one's off the backboard, no good. And a foul against the Thunder. Matt Becker going up to try to rebound that one, and he is fouled on the way down. So that one will go against Gavin Kane. His first team first. Centralia, quick 2-0 lead. That's the far side after it's brought up by the Panthers. This is Reese tanking. On the near side, here's Matt Becker. Bounce pass in the post. Reinicke makes his move. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Leonard. He looks to push for the Thunder. Into the corner. Thomas looking inside. Shot up, no good for Omaha Central. And a whistle and jump ball after the Hilbert miss. The 6'6 junior for Omaha Central. Possession arrow staying with Omaha Central. Leonard to inbound it. Trying to get their first basket of this contest. 1 minute into it. Inbound to Uphouse. Gavin Kane drives left side. Nice little dish off. Gilbert shot up. No good. Excuse me. Hilbert off the backboard. Short. Rebound by tanking. Trent Talley. Top of the key for tanking. Far side corner. Brock Kramer looks ahead. Goes from corner to corner. Trent Talley. Now signaling the play is Matt Becker from the top of the key. Coming off the screen to get the pass is Reese tanking. He's defended heavily by Hilbert. On the top of the key, good defense by the Thunder this possession. Jab step Becker from the corner. Drives middle, kicks it out. Entry pass down low. Going to work is Reinicke, kicks it out, three-pointer, far side corner, air ball. Fantastic defense by Omaha Central pays off as they get the ball back with Wade Leonard getting the rebound. Driving is Thomas, and a three ball on the way. That one way off the mark by Leonard, but an offensive rebound. Put back is no good by Hilbert. Rebound goes to Australia. Now Becker lifts the push, and that pass almost thrown away, but a nice one-handed stab at it. And a kick far side corner, three ball. That one's too strong by Trenton Talley. Running a double team. Omaha Central now looking to push. Leonard drives right side. Nice dump off for Hilbert to lay it in. We are tied 2-2, 5:35 left to go, opening quarter. Kelly gets it to Reese Tanking. Better by Hilbert, tries to drive by him. He does, he bumps, and he'll get two free throws. Good sportsmanship by Hilbert to help him up. Free throw's coming for the Centralia junior. Baxton Bowers, Marcus Heinen looking to check in after this first free throw. First one on the way, and it was no good. Left it a little bit short, right off the right side of the rim. Marcus Heinen, a senior. Baxton Bowers, a junior. We are tied 2-2. Opening quarter, 5:26 remaining. Second free throw is good. And Bowers makes it 3-2. Leonard, top of the key. That's the far side wing for Uphouse. He retreats back towards half court, and Hilbert is there. Leonard, near side three-pointer. That one's no good from the wing. Looks too strong. Nice rebound. Hilbert, he's stripped on his way up. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. Hilbert not happy that he couldn't get the call. Centralia wants to succeed on the board tonight. They've got to put a body on him every single time the ball is in the air. His length is going to be tough to stop. Try to flip it to him, and it's taken away. Leonard tried to flip it to him and deflected. Panthers trying to extend their one-point lead. Three-pointer on the way by Bowers. Way off the mark. Make a pardon, that was Tanking, by mistake. And a foul charged against the Panthers going up. That one will go against... Matt Beckers, who is charged too. First free throw is good for Wade Leonard. His first point of the day. We are all tied 3-3. Second free throw good as well. 4-3, Nemohan Central with our first lead. Becker, near side wing. Bowers, cross court, far side for Heinen. Baseline, double dribbled, but it wasn't called. Somebody caught it. Driving baseline, Tanking. This is off to him, and he's rejected by Hilbert, but he's fouled on the arm. If he would have just kept his hand in the air, it wouldn't have been a foul, but the fact that he swung forward is what ended up being the foul call. You gotta be really careful when you're that tall, because the fouls can rack up rather quickly. And they already have. That is the second personal. 13 foul. That one is up and good. For Gilbert, we're coming to the bench, and for the first time today is Colby Free, the 6'8 sophomore. So place that height with a couple more inches. Second free throw on the way for Heinen, and that one is no good as well. So over two, but Leonard loses it out of bounds. Actually, it was 1-2, my mistake. Inbound, taken to the corner, three ball on the way, that one is good. Trenton Talley takes the three, excuse me, the first three-point basket of the game, and it's 7-4. Near side wing, here's Brayden Uphouse with it. Pass to the top of the key for Jaden Thomas, now far side for Wade Leonard. Halfway through the first quarter, three ball on the way by Leonard, that one missing, that one just short, and rebound fought for. And it's going to be out of bounds against Australia. Heinen came down with it, but he came down with it out of bounds. Brock Kramer comes back into the game after taking a brief rest. In for Nemohan Central for the first time today is Carter Rottinghouse, the 5'9 junior. Inbounded to him from the far side block. He's stripped. He'll stay with the Thunder. Again, 7-4. Australia leads. Inbound, far side wing, top of the key, Rottinghouse. What about the three? Nice up fake, drives, kicks, far side wing. Leonard try again. That one's too strong. And rebound picked up by Trentalli's foul. Also in the game for Nemaha Central is Carter Hike. His brother Cooper unable to go tonight with that hand injury he suffered in the state title game for football, of course. The best football players in the entire state period. He's on the all-state team. So the offensive player of the year, according to Sports of Kansas. Far side corner, driving baseline, shut up, left it short. That was Kramer, and a rebound by Nemaha Central. Kane looks to push. Goes up the far side. Top of the key for Leonard. Thunder still losing by three currently. Ruddinghouse, near side wing, top of the key for Hike. Drives right side, stops in the short corner, top of the key Leonard. Good defense from Centralia, both teams in a man-to-man. High post catch by Free, handed off, Ruddinghouse, fadeaway jumper, a little too strong from 8 feet away, and rebound by Tankix. Didn't have much backspin, no one could hit the rim, careened forward, and missed long. 2:45 to go, opening quarter. Matt Becker, top of the key, signals play call, the junior, earning points. Coming off a screen catching is Kramer, tanking, now far side corner for Becker. Becker, once again, for Kramer. Senior puts it on the floor, now gives it up. Here's Sally with 2:20 to go. Bounce pass, far side. Bowers with his first touch in the possession, and he's fouled on the floor. That one goes against Wade Leonard, the 5'10 senior for Nemaha Central. And his first team's fifth, and Centralia has only committed one foul here in this first quarter, 2:17 to go. Still 7-4, Centralia with the lead, trying to grow it with this possession here. Reinecke came in, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, too strong for Bowers, and a foul against Centralia on the rebound. And it goes against Kramer, his first team's second. 2:05 now left to go, opening quarter. Leonard, far side wing, now top of the key for Ruddinghouse. 5'9", junior puts on the floor, and he's fouled. That will go against Trent Talley. That is his first. Free, the inbounder for the Thunder, near half court, on the far side. Leonard swings it, near side corner. Driving, it's Kane baseline side. He's stopped momentarily. He's triple teamed, and gets it out of there, but stolen away by Trenton Sally. 1-on-2, doesn't have the numbers, so he'll retreat to the near side corner. Bounce pass, down low as Reinecke is all alone, and he'll lay it in. Brock Reinecke with his first basket. 5 separate scores already with just 9 points. It's 9-4. Driving baseline, jump stop, shot up, Hike. Couldn't get it to drop, but he'll get a couple free throws. Now we'll go against Maverick Becker. That is his second in team's fourth. First free throw on the way is good for Carter Hike. Freshman makes it 9-5. And the Thunder have as many fouls as they do points currently, 5 apiece. 1:29 to go, first quarter. Second one on the way for Hike is left short and left. Rebound goes to Trenton Talley. Centralia looking to push. Drive baseline by tanking. He lost it out of bounds. Now 1:21 to play. Both teams will have a few more possessions left for go to the second. Ruddinghouse, far side wing, gives it up, drive left side, Kane, shut up, under pressure, no good, rebound once again by Trenton Talley. Quarterback fires a long pass up ahead, pass down low to tanking, shut up is good, just beyond the far side block. That is his first field goal of the day, he has 3 points. It's 11-5 Centralia. Centralia has not beat Nemaha Central in recent memory, winning the last 4 meetings in the last 4 years. High post, Free hands it off. Ruddinghouse, three-pointer falling to his left. He gets some contact, but no foul. Rebounds to Trelli off the miss. Ruddinghouse comes behind and steals it away. for Marcus Heinen. Now, meanwhile, Central looking to push. Leonard, before he put it on the floor, he took a step as if he was going to just take a 1-2 and then hold onto the ball, but instead he put it on the floor after that, so it's travel with 32.2 seconds left. Meanwhile, Central brings in Braden Uphouse back into the game, and Jake Thomas as well. Australia with 30 seconds left. Might see if they can take the final shot. We will see. Near side wing, here's Reinicke. Top of the keys for Bowers. Heinen, cross-court pass, near side corner. Pull up with the jumper. Tally, no good. Off the right side of the rim. 18 seconds left. One more chance for Nemoff Central. Unless they look to push. Uphouse, top of the key. Gives it up. Jake Thomas takes the screen. Uphouse. Now back to Thomas. Swing around the perimeter with 3 seconds left. Down low with 2 seconds left. Free long two. And that is good. And it's going to count. Looks to me like it did come out of the sweepers quite in time. But they are going to count it. So Free with the jumper. And Omaha Central trailing 11-7. We'll take a break. We'll come back in just a moment here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMCA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
FM, KMZA.
11-7 lead for Centralia after one. Centralia with the ball out of the break. Tally drives baseline. Shot up, off the backboard, no good. Gets his own miss. Second try, that one is good. Trent Tally scores the first basket of the second quarter. He now has 5 points. Trying to save from going out of bounds. Here, possession for Nemoth Central. Now in transition are the Panthers. Layup is good. Thought he left it short, but Bowers lays it in with the right hand. That's his first score of the day. It's now 15-7. Driving baseline, step back, falling away, and that one is good. Beautiful touch. Carter Roddinghouse, tough shot. His first basket of the day. Just before the break, the final shot by Free. It looks to me like he didn't get it off in time, but they said he did. Got Nemoth Central a couple extra points here. Cross-court pass, far side. Reinicke, I beg your pardon, that was Bowers. We'll get it back. Cross-court pass, near side, three ball on the way by Tally. That one off the right side of the rim. Rebound Bowers. Picks it out, Tanking, long two. That one's good from the short corner. Reese Tanking now has 5 points. And travel is called as pressure is applied by Bowers in the backcourt. Turnover for the Thunder. And the Panthers have just been doing things, as of right now, they're doing things better than Omaha Central as of right now. Trent Tally, run point on this play. He'll give it up to Brock Reinicke. Comes off the screen. 2-3 zone now for Omaha Central. They started the game in man. Cross-court pass, far side, on top of the key for Heinen. Right back to Tally, far side wing. Top of the key now for Bowers. They're working around the perimeter, trying to find a crack in the paint, and they do. Drive, shot up behind it is no good, and a foul is going to be called against the Panthers on the rebound. And that will go against Tanking. Both teams with 5 team fouls. As for Tanking, that is his first personal. 17-9, Trillia leads Omaha Central on the road with 6:15 to go left in the first half. Far side wing, cross-court pass, near side to Braden Uphouse. He'll give it up. Top of the key for Wade Leonard. Spins out of some pressure. Gives it right back to Uphouse. Top of the key, Hilbert. That's two fouls back in the game. Far side wing for Leonard. Hilbert drives left side from the top of the key, spins to the middle of the court, shot up, no good. Rebound by Heinen. Good job getting away from the pressure after the rebound as well. And Callie telling things to slow down a little bit. We're on the offense. Tanking from the near side corner, gives it up to Reinicke, kick it out. Callie thought about the three, now cross-court pass, far side, Bowers lobs, entry pass to Heinen. Double team kicks it out of there. Callie top of the key. Coach Evans, first-year head coach, calls out the play. Tanking responds. Gets to the far side for Bowers, jump stop. Tanking. Reinicke now back to tanking. Head fake. Top of the key for Bowers. On your side for Tally. Slow moving in possession so far for Centralia. Entry pass to Heinen. Off of his foot. Squirts it out. Right back. Cross-court pass near side. Tanking. Top of the key for Tally. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bowers puts it on the floor. Now stops. Gives it to Tanking. Short corner. Heinen far side. Cross-court pass. Top of the key. Three on the way by Bowers. That one off the backboard and good. Paxton Bowers, the junior, now has 5 points, all of which coming in the quarter, and it's 20-9. Top of the key, Gavin Kane gives up to Brayden Uphouse. And bounce pass to Colby Free. So they're going big here with Free and Hilbert both in the game. Going middle, driving, shut up, off the backboard is no good by Kane, gets his own miss. Second try, nice head fake, shut up, good. Gavin Kane, the senior, gets his first basket of the day. Nobody for either team really been able to break out so far. Nobody has more than 5 points for either team. It's 20-11. Centralia leads at Nemaw Central. 4:13 remaining, quarter number two. Centralia looks to attack that Nemaw Central zone with those two big men down low. Tally gets a short corner. Reinicke, double team, kicks it out. Far side Bowers drives baseline, stops to the top of the key. Almost there's nobody, but being able to recover. Bowers from the far side wing to the top of the key. Fakes a pass to near side, gives it far side, tanking. Heinen, far side, short corner, kicks it out. Far side corner. And cross-court pass intercepted by Leonard. And he has numbers, and he will lay it in with the left hand. Good. Wade Leonard now with 4 points. And this zone working pretty good here for Nemaw Central so far. Centralia using a lot of time. Got a lucky bank shot. Now trying a three. Far side corner, no good. Too strong. Tally offensive board. Pick out near side corner, driving Reinicke into the big man. Rejected out of there by Hilbert. The 6'6 junior got him. 2-on-1 now. And Uphouse trying to lay it in. He misses. Rebound by Leonard. That's rejected out of there by Trenton Tally. And timeout is called by Coach Evans of Centralia. We'll step aside as well. It's going to be a full 1 minute timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Australia leading on the road at Omaha Central 20-13 with 3:13 left to go here in the second quarter. Just a reminder, you can pick up a courtside guide to get you ready for the brand new basketball season at a location near you. Go to our website, msesports.net, to see where you can find your copy. And again, they are absolutely free. Leonard inbound underneath the Australia basket. Bob up top is to Brayden Uphouse. We're back underway. Leonard, far side wing, gets a screen from his big man, Abe Hilbert. Tried to do a pick and roll. Pass is intercepted. Panthers try to push. Driving corner. Kick it out. Bowers. And pass to Tally, intercepted by Leonard, all alone. And he will miss the left-handed layup. Wide open. and he just missed it. Kind of the story of Nemaha Central Day so far. And now a turnover by Centralia. Becker tried to do too much of it at that time, driving baseline. Both teams turn it over. Now giving up his dribble is Gavin Kane. Nice backdoor cut. Up house, shut up, no good. Off the backboard, offensive rebound, and Hike is fouled going up. So the freshman, Carter Hike, will go to the free throw line for the second time today. He was 1-for-2 the last time. As that foul goes against Brock Kramer, that is the second in team six. Nemaha Central has 5 team fouls. First free throw on its way, and that one is good. Carter Rottinghouse now checking in for Nemaha Central. 20-14, Centralia leading Nemaha Central with 2:29 left to go in the second quarter. Second free throw on its way by the freshman. No good off the right side. Rebound goes to Brock Kramer. Senior pushes up ahead to Trenton Talley. Pass down low to Reinicke, and Reinicke stuffed out of there by a couple of big men. Hilbert with another rejection, pushing up ahead. Rottinghouse, near side wing, three-pointer, no good, falls over. No call, Hike with the offensive rebound, he gets bumped into, so the offensive foul, as Hike is out of control, as the freshman lowered his shoulder. Team foul number 6, both teams now in the single bonus, with 6 fouls apiece. It's a tough call to make, because he didn't really have that much room to get that call, but that's the right call. Lowered his shoulder, ran into his man. Near side, here is Matt Becker. Top of the key, Bowers. Now to Talley. Off the screen is Becker. Bowers. Reinicke retreats to the corner, collects the pass. Swing around quickly to the opposite short corner. Triple teamed. It's stripped away by Kramer, or rather from Kramer, by Carter Hike. Hike will give it up to Uphouse and bring it across half court. Far side wing. Running out after a missed last possession, puts on the floor once, gives it up to Hike. Near side, Uphouse. 1.5 minutes now left to go. Second quarter. Nemaha Central, trailing by 6, looking to possibly make it a one-possession game here. Jab step, looking to go baseline in his Kane. Now cuts back middle, and it's going to be a blocking foul. Good call there. And Kane will go to the free throw line as Reinicke tried to get the charge, but good job stepping aside of it was Gavin Kane. 6-foot senior will head to the charity stripe. Marcus Hyndon, the senior for Centralia, checking back in for another senior, Brock Kramer, come to the bench. And Abraham Hilbert will sit as Cody Free checks back in for Nemaha Central. Cody Colby Free. As the front end is good. Gavin Kane, 3 points here in the second quarter. Low scoring quarter. You could say it's a low-scoring game in general, 20-15, 1:20 left in the second quarter. Second free throw on its way is no good. Rebound to the Panthers. Trying to keep the Thunder at a arm's length here. Nice look, down low to Reinicke, puts in the floor once and scores. Assist from Marcus Heinen. And Brock Reinicke now with 4 points. Pass deflected as Kane couldn't receive it. It goes out of bounds in the backcourt. He'll stay with Nemaha Central. Jade Thomas checking in for Nemaha Central. Henry Staken coming in for Centralia. Becker will sit for the Panthers, and Kane will sit for the Thunder. Free to inbound it to Carter Rottinghouse. He'll bring it up. Defended by Paxton Bowers for Centralia. 51 seconds left. 7-point lead for Centralia. Coming off the screen is Thomas. Gives it to Free from about 17 feet out and gives it right back out to Thomas. Trying to give it to Leonard. He'll now get away from him. More pressure is applied, and now they fall to the ground. Him and Reinicke both go to the ground. Not quite sure what this moaning and groaning is about. That was a pretty common foul. Both players just fell to the ground. But either way, that is going to be Jaden Thomas. Jaden Thomas going to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. As Brock Reinicke picks up his second personal foul. Front end is good. Jaden Thomas with his first point of the day. Second free throw. A little too strong. Rebound by Hyndon. 33 seconds left, corner number two. Sally into the corner near side. Far side wing, bounce pass to the short corner. Nice drive by Reineke. Too strong on the finish. And it's ripped out of bounds. Last touch by Nemoth Central. I think they're wanting a foul. It was just a clean rip away by Brock Reineke. Nemoth Central fans becoming restless. The officials have done a great job tonight. They did a fantastic job in the girls' game, and I don't think they missed a single call in the boys' game either. It's been a very good officiating here tonight so far. 18 seconds left. Leonard brings it up. Down by six for the Thunder. Dribbles to the far side wing. Defended by Talley. Got a hand on it, so picks up the ball. Bounce pass to Thomas. 8 seconds left. Dribbles left side. Now with 5 seconds left. And he's fouled. That's going to go against Marcus Heinen, who bumped him with his lower half. And again, that one was the correct call. The free throw's coming up for Thomas as that foul is charged to Heinen. His first personal. As the first free throw is good. Thomas, now two free throws made. 9 team fouls charged against Centralia, 6 against Nemoth Central. Second free throw is good as well. 3.8 seconds left for Centralia, and a timeout, or not a timeout, a substitution is going to be made for Nemoth Central. It's Brayden Uphouse. He'll check in for Jaden Thomas. He has 3 points on his day. Again, 3.8 seconds left. Bringing it up will be Bowers. 1 second left. Half-court shot on its way by Kramer. Off the side of the backboard, no good. And that's how our first half comes to a close. 22-18, Centralia leads over Nemoth Central. We'll take a break and we'll come back in just a bit here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMCA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
22-18, our score at the break. Centralia leading Nemoth Central on the road after one half of action. Is got an interesting halftime performance put on here by, I believe, the Nemoth Central cheer squad. Well, the dance team, maybe. The cheer team is over here in front of us. So the cheerleaders, that is they were wearing Grinch costumes and mask and everything. Pretty interesting little routine there. taking a look at our first half stats from this one. First for the team, that is leading on the scoreboard, the visitors, Centralia. 5 points for Trenton Talley, also 5 for Reese Tanking, 4 points for Brock Reinicke, 2 for Brock Kramer, 5 for Paxton Bowers, and 1 free throw from Marcus Heinen. As for Nemaha Central, 2 points for Carter Roddinghouse, 3 points for Gavin Kane, a couple of free throws from Carter Hike for 2 points. Wade Leonard has 4 points on his day. Colby Free has 2 points. Jake Thomas has 3, and Abe Hilbert has 2. So nobody with more than 4 points for Nemaha Central. Been spreading the floor a lot, and not a whole lot of players have been able to get into a rhythm offensively for either team. We have 3 players and 5 teams for Centralia. Nobody with more than 4 for Nemaha Central. It's been a very team-oriented first half for both squads. Now, if you're a Centralia, I think it's pretty interesting. Well, first for Nemaha Central, actually, what to do defensively, because when they went back to that zone, it seemed to me like Centralia didn't really have an answer. They tried to move the ball around the perimeter. Their possessions would take about 40, 45 seconds. They would have to chuck up a three. Well, I guess a couple of them fell, luckily, but still not a lot of great shots from those possessions from Centralia when they went to that zone and had free and Hilbert in the zone. The only problem with that is Hilbert does have a couple personal fouls, so you have to be careful with that. And Brock Reinicke does have that ability to carve up that zone if he gets a crease in the zone. And with the way that Centralia is moving the ball around the perimeter and taking care of the ball, they have that luxury of holding on to it and making sure that they get a good shot. That is, if they choose to be patient. As mentioned, they've had a couple possessions where they would just throw up a three and hope it falls, because always held on to the ball for too long. It's feel like you need to put the ball, try to put up a shot, and it hasn't worked out for him. So that'll be interesting to see if they go back to that zone, if they go back to man-to-man, which they started out in the first half. And as for Nemaha Central, they just need somebody to step up and knock down some shots. They actually don't have anybody that's made more than one field goal either. It's Wade Leonard. He has 4 points, but 2 of those were off free throws. They could have one or two guys that can step up, make some shots, get into a rhythm. That will be big in this second half. All right, so we're going to go ahead and step aside quickly and come back after a couple minutes with our score once again. Centralia leading Nemaha Central 22-18 here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Christmas shopping for your family is easy, and you'll save money too at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Through December 3rd, save 20% off all regular priced outerwear for those cold days. And also through this Saturday, save 15% off all jeans, denim overalls, and shirts. And you can save 20% off all toys too. And these are name brands like Tommy, Bruder, Big Farm, Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in and check out the savings that you'll find at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, 307 Main, downtown Seneca. Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area and gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op in Seneca, St. Mary's, or Hiawatha to become part of their family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Reliable, local, trusted. Ag Partners. Partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
22-18, Centralia leads Nemaha Central from Seneca. We take a look at some of the games that are happening around the area. Washington County is currently at Lynn. Clifton Clyde playing at Sacred Heart. Frankfort is playing host to Pawnee City. Clifton Ridge is at Jefferson County North. Axtell is at Donovan West. And this upcoming game, Riverside and Troy, that's going to be on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA, on our website, msesports.net, on our Cobra channel. Jackson Heights is taking on Royal Valley on the road. And on our Sabetha channel, the Blue Jays are hosting Marysville. McLeod is currently playing Horton on the road. Oskaloosa is playing host to Valley Falls. And Blue Valley Randolph is at Wetmore with Atchison hosting Rossville. Looking at the rankings for both these two teams' classifications, in 1A-B1, Centralia is number 4 in the state. Ahead of them is number 1 Opie. They're hosting St. Mary's. Maxville is number 2. They are at Neff City. South Bray, number 3, they are hosting Ashland. Number 5, Burlingame is currently hosting Care Paravel. They won yesterday against the NEK Nighthawks, 64-54, so they are 1-0. Number 6, Troy, as mentioned, they are going to be hosting Riverside. Mead, number 7, is at Buckland. Number 8, Little River, is hosting Lincoln. How about number 9, Wichita Classical School? They are at Hutchinson Central Christian. And number 10, Clifton Clyde, they are at Sacred Heart. As for Class 3A, number 1 team in the state is Heston. They are taking on the number 2 team in the state on the road southeast of Saline. Number 3 is Cheney. They are at Wellington. Number 4 is the Blue Jays of Sabetha. They are, as mentioned, hosting Marysville. Number 5, Osage City. They are going to be hosting Northern Heights tonight. Wichita Collegiate is number 6. They are at Labette County. Number 7, Galena, is taking on a out-of-state opponent. They're going against Lamar of Missouri. As mentioned, Omaha Central is number 8 in the state. Number 9, Wellsville, is at Perry LeConson. And number 10, Haven, is hosting Hutchinson Trinity. Also, be sure to check out our courtside guide. Pick it up at an area location. You can find all of our locations where you can pick up a free copy of yours at msesports.net, where we have our predictions for Big 7 and TVL leagues. Both teams projected very high. Not going to give away where they're predicted. We'll let you pick it up for yourself. And the second half is underway here from Seneca. Amos Central with the first possession as the pass is intercepted. Thomas had stolen away by Matt Becker. Two on one. Shot missed by Reineke. Second chance is no good. Third chance, that is no good as well. The rebound by Hilbert. Now Amos Central looking to push. Pass ahead to Leonard in the near side corner. It's to Thomas. No up house. Slow it out for Omaha Central. Leonard gives up to Hilbert on a pick and roll. Shot up over a double team. Too strong. And rebounds to be a jump ball as him and Tanking both go to the floor. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Panthers. So it's 22-18. Australia currently leading on the road. Be a nice first win of Nick Evans' career as head coach. Australia. 28-year head coach John Thomas has anything to say about it, though. Bounce pass inside. Matt Becker going to work against the double team. Now kicks it out to Trenton Talley from the far side wing. Top of the key for Kramer. Now near side, Reineke. Short corner. Driving baseline is Tanking. Shot up no good. A little too strong. Rebound by Abe Hilbert. Gavin King brings it up. Little drive on Tanking. And nice stop by have Becker, but they're going to call a foul against Brock Kramer. But it's his third personal and the first team foul. And Gavin Kane will be shooting 2 free throws. Kane with 3, he's got 4 points on the day now. 2 of those now being on uncontested 15-point shots. Did I say 15-foot or 15-point? I can't remember. 15-foot shot, to clarify if I said that wrong. Second free throw is good. First points of the half for either team are by Gavin Kane. It's 22-20 now. Centralia holding on to a 2-point lead. Far side wing. Top of the key now with it is Becker. Talley from the near side. Top of the key. We're now 90 seconds into this second half. Well, head fake by Becker. Gives it up to Reinicke. Coming across the paint. Shot up by Bauer. Is this too strong? Rebound by Hilbert. Charlie having a tough time finishing around the rim here in this third quarter. Going end-to-end is Leonard. Shot up tough. Shot over a defender is good. His second field goal today is 6 points. He leads all scorers. And the timeout is called. We are tied. 22-22. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get one here in the second half. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
.1 FM, KMZA.
Tied 22-22 out of the break. Centralia with the ball. Reinicke, top of the key, looks on. Meanwhile, Central Centralia from Seneca. Reinicke will now drive. Bounce pass. Near side wing. Tally. Now top of the key. Driving left side. A nice crease, but Vivian Short was re-tanking. Had a lay-in, but couldn't put it through. We've had a couple of tough finishes at the rim. Now going end-to-end. And getting rejected but fouled is Gavin Kane. 6'6 senior will go to the free throw line for Nemaha Central. That one's going to go against Paxton Bowers. That's his first. It's his second. Chance for Nemaha Central to take a lead. That one is no good. They've only had a lead once in this game. Very early on. Second free throw up for Kane is good. You know, at six, it's 23-22 Nemaha Central with 5:38 left to go in the third quarter. Reinicke in on the entry pass from Becker, and he's stripped away of the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Gets hands by Wade Leonard to get in there. Reinicke just wasn't able to hold on to the ball. Leonard shoves off Becker to receive the entry pass. Thunder with their first lead since early in the first quarter. Far side wing, running house, had it deflected, but Uphouse maintained possession. Leonard, three-pointer near side, that one left short. Nice box out by Reinicke to free it up from Matt Becker. He drove him all the way out of bounds. Started to lose his balance a little bit. Drive baseline, Bauer stepped in the line, turnover. 5:08 now left to go, quarter number three. Heinen trying to get attention from his head coach to get the play call here. Now they get it. On the defensive side, that is. As Nemaha Central will get the ball after the Centralia turnover. Leonard brings it up for the Thunder. Goes to the near side wing, defended by Matt Becker. Pass deflected, but Running House controls it from the NC at half court. Far side wing, up house. Now time to keep Running House. Gets a screen to Hilbert. Trying to do a pick and roll. Can't find him, so he dribbles to the near side wing. Now picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass in the corner. Three ball on the way by Gavin Kane is here. First three-pointer of the game for Nemaha Central. It's now a four-point lead. 4:35 to go in quarter number three. Centralia hoping to respond and stop this run. Also, Centralia looking for their first point of this half. Heinen from the top of the key. Cross-court pass to the corner. Deflected, but finds the hands of Becker. 2-on-1 going the other way, and going the same way, I guess. Yes, Nemaha Central didn't have anybody come back, and foul going up is Paxton Bowers. Apologies for not having the best call there. That foul is called on Braden Uphouse. This is first and team's first as well. First free throw by Bowers is good. You know, 6 points, had five in the second quarter. It's 26-23. Carter Hite to see his first action of the second half as Uphouse will take a seat for momentarily. Second free throw is good as well. He leads all scorers with seven. It's 26-24. Nemaha Central still with lead, 4:13 to go. Pass high for Hilbert, but pushed from behind Heinen will be charged with the foul. It'll be the second team foul. Into the third and the second. Inbound goes in the backcourt. Gavin Kane defended heavily by Matt Becker. Carter Height, far side. Defended by Trenton Sally. Far side wing with Leonard. It's on the floor once, and that pass thrown away by Sally. Partial deflected. One on two, doesn't have numbers. Tries to lay it in, can't make it. Heinen is there to clean it up, and he scores. Timeout call by Nemaha Central. We are tied once again. It's 26-26. 3:53 left to go in the third quarter. We got a good one. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a break for 1 minute here on 82.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agent, Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Kansaland Radio.
26-26 with 3:53 left to go in the third quarter. Nemaha Central with the ball, trying to break a Centralia press out of the break, and they do so as Running House brings it across half court. Kane will hand it off to Running House. Gets the ball back, trying to get a screen from Hilbert. Goes to the near side and does not get it. Now Running House double teamed. Pulls up from 13 feet, and there were three people in his area, but he knocks it down either way. His second field goal of the game, he has 4 points, and Nemaha Central right back up by two, 28-26. Matt Becker, near side wing, top of the key for Tally. Far side wing, Bowers, right back to Tally. Man-to-man defense from Nemaha Central. Top of the key for Heinen. 3:05 now left to go in third quarters. Becker gives it to Tanking off the screen. Right back to him. In the corner, dribbles to the wing, now to the top of the key. Tally, far side now. Heinen tries to break free, now he does so, as he comes to the top of the key to make the catch. Tally, far side wing. Moving the ball around kind of slowly here. Not a whole lot of movement. Good defense from Nemaha Central. Taking advantage. Heinen, far side wing. Hands it off. Tanking. Bounce pass. Becker from the short corner. Brings it out. Tally, top of the key. Pull-up jumper, 13-footer, that one rattles around, falls out, rebound, Wade Leonard. Kind of a dysfunctional possession that time by Centralia. A whole lot of rhythm. Leonard gives it up. Far side for Hike, gets a screen from Kane. Gives up to him, now fires a three off the screen. Left it short, rebound goes long to Tally. Full-court pass up ahead, quarterback finds his man. Matt Becker is wide receiver. Driving baseline, shut up is good. Contact, no foul. Bowers gets it to go. He now has 9 points, and we are tied 28-28. A pass inside to Hilbert from Hike, shut up off the backboard, no good. Rattles out, rebound by Heinen, and he's fouled. As Hilbert picks up his third personal. Second team foul. .146 left to go in quarter number three. Again, we are tied 28-28. Opening game of the 2022-23 basketball season. Both teams ranked in the preseason KBCA polls. Far side, Reese Tanking to the corner. Tally drives baseline and is bumped by Carter Hike. They get him with the personal there. That is the second. Centralia is ranked number 4 in the 1AP1 poll. As for Centralia, they are Nemaha Central, they are number 8 in the Class 3A poll. inbound, trying to find someone's tally. Law pass deflected and last touched by Centralia. It was Bowers who deflected it. Good job by Carter Rottinghouse to get a piece of it. There's the inbound. Rottinghouse will bring it across half court. In and out move. Goes to the near side. Carter Hike. Gets the screen. Now he'll lob it down low for Hilbert. Pass too high. Intercepted by Trish Sally. Top of the key. Now near side. And Bowers. Press baseline. Tries to pass it. Intercepted by Rottinghouse. Two on one. They have numbers. Not a great pass to Uphouse. And he stuffs it short. And now a 2-on-0 fast break for Centralia. Laid it in. Bowers. Bowers has taken over this third quarter. It's 30-28. Centralia leads it. He has six of the team's 8 points in this period. Driving is Kane from the far side wing, and he's bumped. And that will be a foul charged by the Panthers. I'll go against Heinen. That is his third. Team's fourth. Big Leonard checking back in the game. So is Thomas. Carter Hike and Abe Hilbert go back to the bench. 46.9 seconds left, quarter number three. 30-29, Centralia. Inbound to Thomas. He'll drive. Fast as man. Nice bounce pass and laid it in on the near side block by Brayden Uphouse. And it's his first point of the game. We are back tied 30-30. Right into the near side, driving baseline is Tally. He's bumped. That'll be team foul number four against Nemaha Central. That one goes against Brayden Uphouse. It's the second. Kramer checking in for Heinen for Centralia. 29.1 seconds left on the clock. Inbound is to Tanking. Near side to Becker. Now in the corner for Tally. Puts on the floor. It's to Becker. Top of the key. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Kramer on the far side wing. Gives to a cutting Tanking. Kicks it out. Now with 12 seconds. Kramer fires away a step back three off the pass. No good. Rebound by Uphouse. 8 seconds left. He'll push it up. 5 seconds left. Firing away a three is Leonard. That one left short. 2 seconds left. Rebound by Tally. A heave from beyond half court. Strong off the backboard. We are tied 30-30. Going into quarter number four. Don't go anywhere. Got a good one here from Seneca. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
We are all tied after three quarters, 30-30. Jared Sluffy back with you from Nemaha Central. What a game it has been. Opening night, high school basketball in the state of Kansas. Those just joining us, the girls' game was won by the Thunder. It was a 54-37 final. Boys' game looking to be a close one here. Centralia gets the ball out of the break. Kramer has it, far side wing. It's up to the top of the key for Trent Tally. It's on the floor. To his right, hands it off. Kramer drives middle. Stop by a double team, deflected by Hilbert. Gets it back. Kramer, but thrown away by Uphouse and tries to retreat it into the corner. Uphouse looking to push from the top of the key. Far side wing, Leonard fires away a three. That one is good. Wade Leonard, the 5'10 senior, knocks down their second three of the game. He now has 9 points on his game. Nemaha Central back up by three. Nice drive baseline for Trent Talley. He responds with a two-point layup. Running house, jab step, he'll step in, he'll fire away a two-pointer. That one's good from 10 feet. And after a low-scoring third quarter, it's been some good offensive action right out of the gate for the fourth quarter. Top of the key for Matt Becker, pass far side Talley, looking to get an entry pass in there. Can't find him, so top of the key for Kramer. Near side, Bowers, pass inside, Becker back to Bowers. He'll drive baseline now, coming it back, it's intercepted by Rottinghouse. It's pushed, but it's thrown away by Kramer right back. 2-on-1. And an offensive foul on Kramer. Good job by Jane Thomas to get square and take it from the near side block and take the charge. Gentleman behind me doesn't like that call. As that one goes against... Or, excuse me, that's going to be number 5 against Centralia. And number 4 against Brock Kramer. So he's going to come to the bench. Reinicke back in the game for Centralia. 35-32. Omaha Central with a 3-point lead. 6:33 to go. Thomas, far side wing. Top of the key. Leonard fires away another 3. That one off the left side. No good. Rebound Rottinghouse in the corner. Near side. Now top of the key. Leonard staggered his feet. Almost looking like he should have been a travel. He gets it back after giving it up briefly. Now underhand scoop it, and it's loose on the floor. It's still loose, and picked up by Centralia on the floor, and they get it out of there as taking is fouled by Thomas. And Thomas picks up his first personal. Team foul number 4, make it 5, excuse me. Both teams with 5,000 apiece in the second half. Centralia can possibly tie the game back up. They trail 35-32. 6 minutes now left to go in the game. Top of the key, tanking. Drives left side. Kicks it out. Up fake. Driving middle. And retreating is Matt Becker. Set the play. Filling for Bowers to come to the ball. He does. No drive. Kick. Three balls. Tie the game for tanking. That one is good from the near side corner. Reese tanking. Knocks down the tray. And we are tied 35-35. 5:43 to go. Timeout is called. And we will step aside as well. 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
35-35 with 5:43 to go. Omaha Central gets the ball out of the break. Good one so far here from Seneca. Far side wing, Gavin Kane with the ball, defended by Trent Talley. Now drive baseline, and now a retreat to the perimeter. Now double team, bounce pass, top of the key, Colby Free checking into the game. Near side three-pointer by Rottinghouse, that one off the left side too strong. Rebound picked up by the Thunder. Putback is no good, loose ball on the second try. Here's another shot up by Kane, that one is good off the backboard. Crazy play, ball bounced around all over the place. Kane picks up the second try and lays it in from straight away. 37-35, Omaha Central. Far side corner. Three ball on the way by Trent Talley. That one on the line. That one's no good. And a foul against Petrelli on the rebound. Team foul number 6 against Centralia. As that one will go... See, that was against. That's going to be against Reinicke. That is his third personal. Again, team foul number 6. Omaha Central will be in the bonus on the next foul. Driving baseline is Leonard. He double teams, so he gets out of there. And now he is fouled, so free throw's coming up for the senior. As that one goes against Matt Becker, that is his third. Team foul number 7. Big free throws here for the Thunder to possibly make it a two-possession game if makes both. 4:51 to go in the game. First free throw, no good. Rebound by tanking. So Centralia now has a chance to tie or take the lead here. Bowers drives, kicks, but it's not going to matter. It's going to be an offensive foul. Bowers had a head of steam falling into Rottinghouse, another charge against Centralia. And personally, again, I think another great call by the officials. They have just been fantastic tonight in Rottinghouse to Warden for his great take. Bowers picks up his second personal. Leonard gets past his man, drives baseline, stop. Now he's double-teamed, pass deflected, out of bounds. He'll stay with the Thunder. Fast pace action here from Seneca. 37-35, Nemaha Central leading Centralia. 4:33 left to go, and now a timeout is called by the Nemaha Central head coach, John Thomas. We'll step aside for a full 60-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central leads Centralia 37-35, 4:33 remaining. Thunder have the ball out of the break underneath the Centralia basket. Inbound is to Rottinghouse. We're back underway. To Leonard, far side corner, drives. Kick to free. It's deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with the Thunder. Crowd wanting a charge, as it wasn't taken very well. Kind of surprised that nothing was called. But we play on. Leonard inbound. Is caught by Kane at the C, the NC logo, midcourt. He'll drive all the way in the basket. Now an offensive foul will be called. If Brennicky takes it, as a gives a Bronx cheer behind us for the Australia crowd. Happy about that. That one goes against Gavin Kane. That is his second. Chance for Centralia to tie or take the lead. Trailing by two, 4:13 remaining. Far side corner, Bowers. Bounce pass, long two by Tanking. Now one way long, rebound by three on the miss. Leonard brings it up. Give it to the near side. Rottinghouse. Couple dribbles towards the baseline. Bounce pass. Gives to Hilbert. And pass deflected by three. A pass was not intended for him. He's looking to give it to Leonard. It goes out of bounds. So that's a turnover. 3:51 left to go. Another opportunity for the Panthers. Tally gives it to Matt Becker. Far side wing. Missed on the floor once. Now gives the top the key to Bowers. Near side wing. Tally. As Nemaha Central falls to a 2-3 zone here. Free and Hilbert both in the game. Both those guys are 6'6 or taller. Entry pass, Reineke falls, gives up Tally. Three-pointers take the lead, a little too strong. Rebound goes to Nemaha Central. Gavin Kane snagging it. He'll bring it up himself. Top of the key gives up near wing. Running out, so back to Kane. He'll set up the play. 3:16 now left to go. Still 37-35, Nemaha Central. Driving baseline. Rottinghouse shot off the backboard. No good. Too strong. Rebound free. That one is up. No good. 15-footer. Long rebound. Goes back to Wade Leonard. Another chance. Rottinghouse. Three-pointer. That one is not, doesn't have enough under it. Rebound by free in the corner. Lob pass to nobody. It's taken away by Reese Tanking. Australia now looks to push. Near side corner. Becker thought about it. Now he retreats to hand it off to Bowers. From the end of the NC logo, midcourt. Far side corner, short corner, Reineke, cross court pass, near side, driving Bowers, underneath the basket, nice dump off, taking wide open layup, good! He now has 7 points, and we are tied once again with 2:33 left to go. Timeout is called by Coach Evans. 30-second timeout, will step aside, 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
37-37. Omaha Central and Centralia, 2:33 remaining in the game. Gavin Kane leads all scorers with 11 points for Omaha Central. Only player with 10, I take that back, Paxton Bowers also has 11 points as well. Omaha Central with the ball out of the break. Here is Kane, gets a screen from free, bounce pass to Hilbert. Near side wing, Rottinghouse with it. Now double team, bounce pass, Hilbert on a pick and roll, shot up, good, off the backboard from the near side for Abraham Hilbert. It is his first make since the first quarter. He has 4 points. It's 39-37, Omaha Central. Reneke top of the key. Bowers, now near side corner. Becker, right back to Bowers. Thought about giving it to Tanking. Far side short corner. So it gives up to Bowers, and he lays it in from the near side short corner. Makes a nice drive to the middle of the court. Puts it up and in. He has 5 points here in the fourth quarter. 9 on the game. And we are tied once again. 39-39. About 43 now left to go. Rottinghouse, partially deflected, but picks it up, gives it up, and a traveling is called against Leonard. Now a chance for the Panthers to take the lead with 1:37 remaining. 8 fouls have been charged against the Gaff Centralia. As for the home team, they have only been charged with 6 fouls here in the second half. But both teams are in the single bonus. Becker, pump fake, sends it to Talley, far side wing. Bowers now back to Talley. Becker, 1:20 now left to go. Hands it off, Bowers. Gonna hold on to it for a little bit. Now Bowers has an opportunity, pulls a three, now what a score! .42-39, pass down low to Free, gets away from him, and he stepped on the line. Timeout called by the Thunder, 42-39, thanks to a huge Paxton Bowers three-pointer for Centralia. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Those just joining us, it's been a good one. It's been back and forth all game long. For most of the first half, the lead was controlled by the Panthers. In the second half, Omaha Central has had most of the lead. But it has not been a very large lead for either team. It's very back and forth, very close, highly contested battle, which is what you would expect from two teams that are both ranked in the top 10 in their respective classes. Centralia, the number 4 team in class 181, or rather, Omaha Central, number 8 in class 3A. Thunder get the ball, the Panthers get the ball on the break after turning the ball over after Colby Free caught the ball with his foot on the line, and Omaha Central now with a zone press out of the break. Far side, now just shy of half court. Becker still in the back court. Tanking now to Becker across half court. Driving baseline, Reineke gives it to Tanking, rather to Talley, and keeps it alive, almost went out of bounds. Bauer spins away from pressure, gives it to the top of the key for Bowers now with it, swing a double team, kicks it, 40 seconds left. Matt Becker to Talley. Pump fake, now gives it up, Bowers. So Reineke, he loses it on the floor, and timeout is called by Centralia. Omaha Central running a jump ball. They don't get it. 30 seconds exactly left to go. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside. 42-39, Centralia leads Omaha Central here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
leading on the road against Nemaha Central, 42-39. Panthers have the ball with 30 seconds left. It's been a fantastic matchup here tonight, opening night. High school basketball in the state of Kansas. Panthers have it underneath the Nemaha Central basket. Scally to inbound, and we are back underway. Looking for someone to get it to. Now gets Reineke near side corner, and he is fouled by Hilbert. With 28.4 seconds left. 1-1 free throws coming up for Brock Reineke after Hilbert picks up his fourth personal foul. He has been a big asset all night for Nemaha Central down low, the 6'6 junior. As for Brock Reineke, here is the front end of the 1-1. That one's no good. Ball sent up in the air, picked up by Hilbert. Thunder have a chance to tie here with 23 seconds left. Pass up ahead, deflected, almost thrown away, but picked up by Leonard. Pass down low to Free, is loose on the floor, and picked up by Centralia. 15 seconds left. Breakaway for Becker, but he holds on to it. 11 seconds, and now a foul with Tally with the ball. Interesting decision by Matt Becker to not take the layup, instead holding on to the ball. Now free throws coming up for Trenton Tally with 10.9 seconds left, and a timeout is called by Coach Thomas. Now, Coach Thomas talking to the official. And now they will get that timeout underway. So we'll step aside for a full 60-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Fernandez, the free throw was missed by Talia. Rebound picked up by Centralia, and free throws are coming up after the foul by Hilbert, and he is done for his day. So, with Hilbert finishes with 4 points. 42-39, Centralia leads Nemaha Central with 9.3 seconds left. Another 1-1 opportunity, this time for Brock Reineke. He missed the front end of his earlier. He's having himself a nice day, 9 points. Love to get a 10th right here and get up by two possessions. It is no good. Rebound by Nemaha Central. Kane will bring it up with 6 seconds left. Kane with 5 seconds left. Top of the key. Fires away three to tie. No good off the right side of the backboard, and that is it. Centralia survives on the road, 42-39 in a thriller here in Seneca. It was a low-scoring barn burner here this evening, and the Panthers get the win in Nick Evans' first game as the head honcho for the Panthers. We'll step aside for a break. We'll crown our player of the game, and we'll also look back at some stats from this one. Again, our score, Centralia wins it 42-39 over Nemaha Central here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from.
Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Trillia Boys escape Seneca with a 42-39 victory. Jared Slovey back with you from Seneca. What a game it was. Paxton Bowers knocking home a three-point shot with less than a minute left to seal the victory as Gavin Kane was unable to get the shot to go at the buzzer for Nemaha Central. Let's take a look at your stats from tonight's contest. First for the team that fell short on the scoreboard. Leading the way in scoring was Gavin Kane. He had 6 points in the third quarter, 11 on the game. 9 points for Wade Leonard, 6 for Carter Rottinghouse, 4 points for Abe Hilbert, 3 for Jaden Thomas, and 2 points apiece for Colby Free, Braden Uphouse, and Carter Hike. As for Centralia, leading the way in scoring was Paxton Bowers, and that three-pointer was his only make in the fourth quarter. He had 6 big points in the third quarter. 9 points for Brock Reinecke, 7 points apiece for Trenton Talley and Reese Tanking, and 2 points apiece for Brock Kramer and Marcus Hyman. So for your player of the game, I'm probably going to give that to Paxton Bowers. I mean, when you knock down the game-winning jumper and you lead the team in scoring, hard to go against it. So he is our Farmer State Bank player of the game. He is your player to bank on here this evening. So both teams split. Nemaha Central wins the girls' contest. Centralia wins the boys' contest here tonight. I want to thank everyone for listening as night one of the books. It's a long 3-month stretch from here, folks. Strap in because we are just getting started next Tuesday. Centralia will host Care Paravel. Nemaha Central is at St. Mary's. Again, that's going to be next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend. Go listen to the Cats. They take on TCU in the course, the Big 12 Championship, 11 a.m. kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame coverage will be right here as well. So from Seneca, Jared Sluffy signing off. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio holding it down and making it sound good here tonight. This has been your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.